Hey, Doc Danny here, and I just want to say thank you for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. If you want to get involved in the conversation and get your questions answered and feedback from myself and 1,500 other people within the PT Entrepreneur community, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. This is a great group for anybody that is in business or thinking about going into business for themselves and wants the support of other people like me and other practitioners out there that are entrepreneurs. So guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy this episode. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I am very excited about this episode. I am going to get into what I learned from the Dallas PT Entrepreneur Mastermind event that just happened April 15th and 16th. We did this at a really cool ranch. It's actually in Justin, Texas. It's called the Lucky Spur Ranch. Check it out if you want to see what this place looks like. It is just the most Texas thing I could possibly imagine. I mean, we pulled up there and we had to wait for some, you know, longhorn cattle to cross the road on the way into the property. And, you know, it was like a giant barn and a saloon. It was just really, really cool. So I think it's one of those places that's just fun to experience a different kind of place, to get outside of the norm in terms of, like, you know, my day to day in Atlanta and where I usually am and who I'm usually around. And more than anything, it was great to be able to get there with my business partners, Eve Gigi and Jared Moon, and really deliver the content that we've been working so hard on for this group of entrepreneurs to really hopefully help them progress and grow in their businesses, you know, over the next 6 months before we get back together again in November and do it again. So I sat here for a while today. It's the day after I got back, and I just, you know, I went on a walk. I kind of sat on the front porch and just thought about, you know, what did I learn? Like, what can I take away from these couple of days that's really helpful to be able to share with everyone and kind of explain, I don't know, why events like this can be so powerful. And it's very hard to describe what happens with people from a mindset standpoint, from a confidence standpoint. If you've never been to an event like that, it's very hard to describe. I guess the closest thing would be, imagine a clinical, you know, a con ed course that you went to or something, and you're learning a new skill. Your head kind of hurts because there's so much new information, and you're slightly confused, but you're also really excited to learn this information, test out this information, and work on applying and eventually, ideally, getting as close to mastering this information as you can. But the first time that you go to something like that, this is the way that one of our members, Clay Jones, explained it. I think it's perfect. He said it's like the first time I went to a con ed course on the lower back, and he's a fellow. He's gone through a ton of con ed courses. He goes, the first time I went to a course on the lower back, I was confused. You know, he goes, and I felt like I was doing everything wrong. And he goes, the second time I went, I felt like I was getting more clear on the direction I needed to go and started having pattern recognition. And then the next ones after that, it got more and more clear of what needed to happen and how we needed to interact with people. And then it's focusing on, like, these small details of really increasing the amount of times that you're correct about what needs to be done and how to work with an individual for back pain or whatever this injury might be. Well, with business, it's really similar. Like, people that go to an event like this, the first time they go, it's they leave and they probably have, like, a borderline headache, but they're also very excited and they're very motivated, and that motivation really pushes them to do things that they might have avoided or been, you know, worried about doing because of lack of confidence, lack of, I guess, not wanting to get rejected in some cases, lots of things. And confidence is so important. Confidence is this elusive, you know, thing that we all can see in someone, but it's hard to describe. And when you get around a group of other people that are similar to you, that are along a spectrum of where they're at within their business, some further ahead, some maybe not as far, but all trying to help each other out and checking their ego at the door, it's a very, I don't know, it's a very unique thing. And it's something that I'm very fortunate to be able to, you know, to lead a group like this, but to also just to be there and to be a part of it. So here's what I want to do. I want to break down five things that I took away from this that I think, I mean, everyone can learn from, and hopefully you'll be able to apply to your practice as well. So the first thing is, our profession is doing just fine. I think it's very easy for people to get down on our profession, or for people to perceive that there's a lot of negative momentum or movement within the profession of physical therapy, or really healthcare in general. If you're a movement-based provider like I am, it could be a chiropractor, massage therapist, physical therapist, whatever. It's all the same. And in many cases, we work with people very similarly, and people are constantly down on my profession in particular, and talking about how, you know, physical therapy is less and less reimbursement, and, you know, you have to see more patients, and all these things about, you know, should they have even gone to school, and student loans are increasing, which is a real problem. But the profession is also amazing, and the people that decide to become PTs are incredible. It's really good people, really, really people that are looking to help others, you know, and they get a lot of personal satisfaction out of that. And that's a really fun group of people to be around. Just a lot of positive energy. And the things that are happening within our profession that I see are incredibly positive. People deciding that they want to take their career into their own hands, to bet on themselves, to decide, you know what, I'm pretty damn good clinically, but I feel like my kryptonite is the fact that I don't know anything about business. So when I go out on my own and I decide I want to do my own thing, in many cases, clinical skills are not what are, it's not the only thing you need to get you there. You also need to have some amount of business IQ to go along with that, so that you can leverage those amazing clinical skills to impact more people. And what I saw was, you know, 40 practitioners that own businesses that are ready to learn, excited to connect with people, excited to share resources openly, have an abundance mindset, and are wanting to grow our profession and really do the right thing for their patients, but also to have an opportunity to develop both time and financial freedom for them and their family in a way that they cannot, in particular, cannot in a very high volume in-network practice, which is sadly where most people can, like the only place that they will really go to find employment. So for me, I look at it completely differently. I see this is, and by the way, this is a small sliver of the people that are out there. There's way more than 40. There's way more than 40 people that listen to this podcast that are similar to these people. These are just the people that have decided that they're ready to invest in their business education and in connecting with a group of people all over the country, you know, that can help them be successful faster, make less errors, and really grow and scale in a very meaningful, accelerated way. So our profession is doing great. Stop being down on PTs. Number two, showing up is half the battle. Now, I'll kind of talk about this in terms of two different scenarios, but I'll say it again. Showing up is half the battle. So coming to this event, I basically, I talked to every single person, but towards the end, I kind of talked to everybody before they left, and I had about I guess it was probably six people that were, I mean, this was their first live event with us. Had been maybe in the group for a couple months with some of the other things that we do and accountability calls and all that. But I had about six people tell me, I said, man, I didn't know what to expect. I was really nervous before coming here, you know? And it's interesting because after the end, they're like, but this was so awesome. Everybody was so nice and helpful, and you know, to see everybody like hugging each other on the way out, you know, hey man, can't wait to see each other in 6 months, you know, let's connect on X, Y, and Z. You know, there's these just positive relationships that are developing with peers, and the referral relationships that are developing with people all over the country. You know, it's common for us to see little side businesses develop. People start a podcast together. They get involved in a digital product together, an online business together, or something like that, and or they connect somebody with somebody they know in a city that they're in, and it's just connections, it's relationship development. And for these people, they were nervous going to an event like this, which I was very nervous showing up at my first business development group that I went to. I mean, I was incredibly nervous because you don't know what to expect, right? Like, are you going to be the dumbest person in the room? Like, my business was very young. I didn't have much experience with it. And you're like, man, the thought process is like, oh crap, I'm gonna look like an idiot and people are gonna judge me and they're gonna think, what, this guy doesn't even deserve to have a business. What's he doing? And it's a silly mindset that is really not accurate. And but it's easy to have, you don't know what to expect. So I think a lot of people started with that, and by the time they left, they were so excited for the next 6 months, and then to get back together, you know, in November. And the goal really is, you know, in 6 months, get as much done as you possibly can so that whenever you see these people again and they ask like, hey, how are things going? You have a lot to bring up to them and explain to them about what you've been doing and progress you've made. And the last thing you want to do is show up and say, yeah, you know, I haven't really done much of anything. You know, I kind of just haven't been motivated, and you know, I've just kind of been cruising along and not really trying, because those people will hold you accountable. They're your friends. They're your peers. So it's showing up is half the battle. Now, the same thing can be said for business. And by the way, if I sound a little bit weird, it's because Texas apparently has the worst pollen allergies or anything like that I've ever been exposed to, this area in Dallas we were at. So you keep hearing me like clear my throat or whatever, it's because I think I just inhaled pounds of live oak allergens while I was in Dallas for the last few days. So anyway, back to where I was saying, showing up being half the battle. In business, showing up is half the battle every day, because it's easy to get turned down and then quit. And, you know, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to follow up on that, or oh, that person didn't answer the phone, I'm not going to follow up with that person, or that person turned me down from eating, I'm not going to follow up with them again. And that person didn't do a follow-up visit, I'm just going to leave them alone. And the thing is, like, showing up is half the battle. Like, every single day, showing up, take your lumps, it's going to happen. You get better at it. You get more callous to it, right? You like start developing this muscle of resiliency associated to business. And the people that just show up and show up and show up, eventually it cracks the code, you know. And this happened with one of our members, Dave, and you know, he moved to a new city, and he's you know, over a year he's been working with us, and he's just like hit a wall, and you know, getting frustrated, obviously, but just kept after it, kept consistent, and really didn't give up. And to his, you know, credit, like, I'm very proud of him, because for him to make the progress that he did, I'm talking like double and triple his business by the time that he came to this event from the time that he was at the last event in a 6 month period. And knowing how hard it has been for him to really develop that business, that's the kind of example of somebody that, I mean, is going to be successful. Just that you can almost tell. It's the people just aren't going to give up. Doesn't matter. they're going to keep showing up, and eventually they're going to get it. They're going to find it. They're going to be successful. So showing up's half the battle. So number three, develop relationships with other amazing people. So this is huge, and you know, I don't know who said it, but they say like you're the average of the five people you spend the most amount of time with, right? I think it's very accurate. You just think the people you spend the most time with, like that's what's normal, right? So if you surround yourself with people that are negative and complacent, it's going to be normal for you to be negative and complacent. But when you surround yourself with people that are very open-minded, humble, hardworking, intelligent, you know, just really, really good people that are trying to do more with their profession, with their life, or with their families, it's just your view on everything starts to change. And when the mind starts to change, the actions that the body takes change as well. The mind, and we know this from a pain science standpoint, right? I mean, like we can look at this from a pain science standpoint as practitioners, and we know how much, you know, the nervous system plays into the perception of pain, true pain, and the pain getting worse based on stressors and environments and all these other things, right? So we know how powerful the nervous system is. And for us to really surround ourselves with people that are incredibly positive, you know, and that are motivated and they're pushing you and you're pushing them, all of a sudden you start to reframe the way that you look at yourself, right? Like I had this conversation with somebody that's joining our mastermind in May, and he said, it's like the Matrix. Like once you take the pill, like you can't unsee what you now know, right? Like, you know, there's other opportunity out there. You know, there's another way, you know, there's another path that most people don't take, but is a really amazing life for you and your family if you can put the work in to make it happen and are willing to take a chance on yourself. And there is risk associated with it, no doubt about that. But that risk can be mitigated by busting your ass and working really hard. And there's fear associated with it. There's fear associated with going out on your own and not getting a paycheck, not having benefits anymore. But fear is a very strong motivator. Fear will make you do a lot of things that are difficult. You know, it'll make you work really hard. It'll make you put yourself in uncomfortable situations because when you're looking at your kids, when you come home and you realize, yeah, there's people that depend on me, I have to support, you bust your ass and you don't have a choice and you get out there. And the more you can surround yourself with people that are doing the same thing, the more your mindset starts to change in a very, very positive way. And that is, it's such a strong multiplier of your efforts, such a strong effect on you and everybody around you. And I had a conversation with Ashley, you know, with my wife this morning, just about, you know, 5 years ago when we started our business, I almost don't even recognize myself anymore because I don't know, you change. And hopefully 5 years ago, you look back and you're like, man, I'm really different. Like I'm not a different human being necessarily. Like I'm the same person, obviously, but like the way that I view things is much different. The way that I handle situations is much better, right? The way that, I don't know, I'm much better at things that I wasn't very good at before. And there's still so much room to improve. And in 5 years from now, when I look back, I hope that I think to myself, man, that guy was an idiot. He's got so much to learn, you know, and that's good. That's a sign of development, personal development, and progression. And the more positive people, the more really amazing people you surround yourself with, the more you will progress towards becoming an even better human, you know, and shoring up the things you may not good at, doubling down on some things that you're great at. And that's good. That's what you need. So surround yourself with people that are amazing, and that transition will happen much faster. Number four, so get out of the office to be creative. So say it again, get out of the office to be creative. I'm not saying you necessarily need to join a mastermind to do this, but you need to get yourself out of your work environment to be able to take a different, have a different perspective on your business and what you're trying to do. And this is something that I learned when I first got involved with other entrepreneurs in Atlanta. We went on this, it was just a day, it was an overnight retreat to this cabin up in North Georgia. And to take myself out of the day-to-day grind of what I was doing, you know, growing our practice. And at that time, it was just me, or we didn't have any other staff members. And for me to be able to take a step back and look at what was happening from a different perspective was incredibly helpful, you know, because it's hard to be creative when you're just fulfilling on all of these things as a therapist. So there's kind of three buckets that we talk about within the business. So you have the therapist role, you have the operator role, which is really more like managing, and you have the creator role, which is really thinking about what other aspects of your business can either be added, improved, leveraged in some better way. But really, it's taking a step back and looking at it from what we call a 30,000 foot view. So when you're in it, when you're there, you can't see it in the same perspective because you're too busy fulfilling with, you know, the patient care that you have. And then when you're managing and you're still there and you're managing people and you're making sure that the systems are running well, and you know, you're not seeing it as a therapist, you're seeing it as an operator, as a manager, which is a little different perspective, but still in the business. And when you take yourself out of it, you take a step back and you get into a different environment, all of a sudden you have this sort of, I don't know, distant thing that you can look at and you can say, oh man, I'm missing, this is missing and that is missing. And it just makes all the difference for you to be able to do that. Even if it's just you right now, it's just you. You know, for you to get clear on what your goals are, what your vision is for your company, like what you want to do, that is that's incredibly important. And it's hard to do whenever you're, you know, you're chipping away at seeing all the patient visits that you have every single day. So, you know, you want to get out of the office. You want to get into an environment that allows you to be creative and to be challenged too. And this is the thing that I think is the most, aside from the relationship development that happens, the connections between people at an event like that, like our mastermind, I sat there, on a rock. There's a bunch of like big rocks out outside of this this barn in this sort of big flat kind of field area. And there's, you know, 40 of us walking around. After we got done the first day, people are drinking a beer, you know, before we have dinner. And I just sat there for a little bit with Eve, Gigi, who's one of my business partners. I sat there and we're just looking around and we're like, all these people are just talking to each other. They're laughing, they're engaging, they're telling stories about whatever, and they're talking about their businesses. And you know, we kind of sat there, it was a bit of a surreal moment. We just kind of were like, wow, look at this. Look what's happening right now. Look at all the things that are, being created, you know, the relationships, the connections for people and things that might be missing in their business, the confidence associated with somebody that is, you know, in a city very similar to you, but they're charging $50 more than you are per visit. Why? Well, it's because they have more confidence. Now all of a sudden you get that and you've spent 2 days with that person. You realize, man, we have like pretty much the same clinical skill set. We're very similar people. And all of a sudden you leave with the confidence to actually be able to charge what you're worth. Like watching that stuff happen from a distance and you know, being part of that is just so amazing. You know, that was one of my favorite moments of the last couple of days, was just kind of just sitting there and watching, you know, and knowing what's happening, and because I can see it from a 30,000 foot view. So getting people out of their day to day, around other people, to where they can really start to look at their business from a different perspective, helps so much with making sure you're driving in the right direction, you're working on the right things, and that when you get back to those, to that role of actually getting back in and building, you're doing the right things, right? So, okay, number five, be really, really good at developing the boring stuff and doing the boring stuff. So I'll say that again. So be really, really good at the boring stuff. And here's what I mean by that. Half of one of the days that we were there, we talked about finance for about 4 hours almost. Now we gave people some breaks in between, so don't freak out. It is a long time to talk about finance, but the reality is too often businesses make a lot of money and they have no idea where that money goes. All they know is they look at their account, it's either going up or it's going down. And if it's going down, then they're reactive and they scramble to try to figure out why. It's a very stressful place to be. If it's going up, they can kind of sit back and think to themselves, cool, I had a little bit more money this month than I did last month. business is good, right? Wrong. That is it's not the worst place to be, but it's not a great place to be. And you know, our business partner, our other business partner, Jared Moon, who he's not a physical therapist. He has an online health and fitness business. His program for people training their garage. You can check his stuff out. It's called Garage Gym Athlete. And he has a platform where he does programming for people to train in their garage. But Jared's background is as a pilot. He was a fighter pilot in the Air Force. Jared said, like, they trust their instrumentation so much. You know, like, you have to trust your instruments when you're flying a plane, especially if you're flying at night, because you can't really see much, right? So instruments are just data, and data in your business needs to be collected as well, so you can make actionable decisions on that. So for him, he taught a good chunk of that. It makes so much sense, you know, because of the way that he explains it. And for people to get really good at tracking their revenue and understanding where it's going or where it should be going makes you more profitable. And when you're more profitable, you get to take more money home. And when you take more money home, your family life is better. And you can afford to do things with your family that you've always wanted to do. And you can also make hiring decisions better. You can build your business in a very intelligent, effective way and not necessarily just guessing. And that tangible data comes from doing the boring stuff well, like finance and understanding finance. Now, another thing that is incredibly important to do that's boring is following up with people, you know? And we talked about this already, about showing up every single day, being on time. Punctuality is boring. Me making sure that I'm at the office 30 minutes before the first person gets there so that I can turn on our whatever little essential oil machine that makes it smell a certain way. I can turn the radio station on, I can turn the lights on, I can make sure everything is clean and neat and organized, and then be ready for that person that gets there. Like, that is intentional. That's boring too, right? Like, every time it's boring. I follow these things. I make sure the temperature is set at the right amount, and it's every single time the details are the same. And I show up and I do that. And so does our staff when they get there. It's boring, but it's what they're supposed to do because it makes experience better. And that's a day-to-day thing, and it's a boring thing that's done well. And that is where you have to focus, doing the boring things, following up with people. Somebody reaches out to you, somebody calls you, somebody leaves you an email about wanting to work with you. Follow up with them as soon as humanly possible. And if they don't answer, leave a message and follow up with them again in a fairly short period of time. Because if you don't follow up with people, they're probably not going to come into you because they get so busy, right? And the amount of people that just don't follow up with people that have contacted them, the amount of money left on the table is crazy to me. So us going over boring things, I guess relatively boring things like finance at this event, the reason it's so important is because it is what makes or breaks your business. Understanding simple concepts, but applied to a complex organization like a business, is not easy, but you have to set time aside to actually work on those things. And if you don't, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. If you really want to impact the most amount of people, let's be honest, if you really, really want to help the most amount of people, if you really want to have the ability to employ other people, provide them really great jobs that they're going to love, to where it can support their family, you have to commit to being able to do the boring stuff and stay organized and committing to doing those things on an ongoing, continual basis. So, you know, for me, we talked about it this past couple of days, but too often we get shiny object syndrome and we're like, oh, this is a cool thing, let me go check this out. And it's just so hard sometimes to stay focused on the things that actually matter. And the things that actually matter in many cases are just not all that cool. They're just not all that cool. I cannot make finance all that cool. I tried. I put like a bunch of funny GIFs up, you know, but it is what it is. You know, it's a topic that you have to understand if you want to be in business for yourself. So for those of you that are, you know, in business for yourself, I highly encourage you to think about, what are the boring things that I really don't like to do? You should probably do those better and more often. So that's the fifth one, guys. That's the big takeaways I have. And I have a ton more things that I could share. Just be mindful of your time and my time and share these five big takeaways with you. It's one of those things that I look forward to. Jared and Eve look forward to. And I mean, I know everybody in the group looks forward to. It's just such a fun time. It's a cool time to be able to take a step back, work on your business, get resources and help and tools that you need, and then go back to your office, go back to your business, implement and watch your business grow, right? Like, that's what it's all about, helping these people grow their businesses. Ideally, if they want, pass themselves into multiple providers to develop that time freedom that they are working towards. It's so elusive. Very few people ever get. So if you guys are interested in getting some help with your business with a similar format like this, if you're interested in getting together with a bunch of other business owners, November is our next mastermind meeting. We will open up enrollment again over the summer for the mastermind. If you'd like to jump on a call with me and see if you're the right fit for this group, you can do that by going to physicaltherapybiz.com/call, and you got to fill out an assessment. If you don't fill out the assessment, I'm not going to talk to you. You failed the first part of it. Like, you have to fill out assessment so that we know that you're serious. And also, it's not that damn hard. Just do step number one. Step number two, book a call. We'll talk. We'll see if you're the right fit. If you're not the right fit, I'll help you find the right fit. I know a lot of people that do similar work, and for us, we help movement-based providers, with cash practices or pretty much all cash practices. If you have a hybrid practice, we have people in the group that are like that too. But man, if you like to teach people how to squat and swing kettlebells or run or swim better or whatever, something movement-based, and you have a practice you're trying to grow, or you're just starting and you want to grow it, let's have a conversation. Let's see if it's the right fit. So head to physicaltherapybiz, that's biz.com/call, and we'll have a conversation and see if we can help you like we can with these 40 people that showed up in Dallas this past couple of days. So guys, as always, thanks so much for listening to the podcast, and we'll talk to you next time. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.